It's Monday, April 10th, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
20 years next May.
20 years is a long time.
Wow, that's a long time.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
You've been saying that for near 20 years.
You think that's a long time?
That's a long time, trust me.
My name's Daniel.
I've been doing this for a long time, for 20 years.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I get like words making sounds in my head, but I don't come out.
What a nice way to open up this year's episode of the show, Cellar Dwellers. That's the name of the band from Richmond, Virginia, doing the song Apologizing. That's a single that they've released, and I think it is just terrific. And in case you're looking up Cellar Dwellers, you might want to go to my website, thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look for links there, because there's actually lots of bands called Cellar Dwellers, so it might be hard to find. that particular song. But luckily, I'll link you right to the right spot there on Spotify or in Amazon, where you can just pick that song right up because it's super, super good. And before I go on, I just wanted to say I got a lot of nice notes and things following my first episode of the season 20 back there. One of them was from a guy named Mike, who's apparently been listening since the beginning. This dude has listened to every episode of my show for 20 years. It's very impressive. He's in his 60s. I'm in my 40s now. So he's been listening for about, like, he was about my current age when he started listening, which that's pretty rad. I think it's super cool. Lives in New York. Seems like a rad dude. He was also able to point out, like, he's observed trends about the show, which I always kind of wondered if anyone paid it close enough attention. Mike does. That's the truth here. So, power to Mike. Okay, back to the show. All right, up next, from Los Angeles, I'm very excited about this, Marina Allen. She has a new record. It's called Centrifix, and we're going to hear two songs from it. First, Or Else, and then second, Super Reality. Both excellent songs, particularly Or Else. This song is just, it gets stuck in my head. I want to listen to it over and over. I hope you like it as much as I do. Mariana Allen, right now, with Or Else and Super Reality. Where else but on the sounds of my head?
Why do I sing my song? If I don't, I'll still leave with you. Looking down at my drink, it's residue. Do stains tell the truth? Where there are shadows, there is light. Well, the heaviness falls like the snow in night. Waking up to the quiet and blind and white. Can't this be enough? The way you play, it's caught in my teeth. As if the six brass strings were feeding me. And the notes that I sing, fruit on a tree. Won't you just pick me? I get into my car to get out of the house, and the radio's on as I ride it out. Well, the dashboard's a gong as the wheels turn ground. Doesn't that syntax, no da, no do. I'm the broken glass in the sole of your shoe. I'm walking me home with you. Sweat drips down, there's salt in my mouth. When I jump in the lake, I let it pull me down. Do I have what it takes to spit myself back out? Please let me be in. I believe I am more than what I pull out of my sleeve.
thorns yet, 'cause I would like to connect. But every time I reach out, I'm being turned down. And oh, poor devil, tell me how can I make all of this go away? Oh, poor devil, tell me. I'll take this distance, point and click, and I'll accept you as the leading man.
You sign your visit with a pay now, the way you roam around in your cage. This is a cautionary tale now, I should have seen the writings on the wall.
Take it all.
Let's get caught up. After Mariana Allen back there, we heard Tokyo Tea Room. There, you guessed it, from England, not from Japan. The songs we heard were If You Love Her and Feel Your Heart, both from their EP No Future Plans. Tokyo Tea Room right there, super excellent. Those are great songs. The whole EP is really good. If you liked them, definitely want to pick that up. But then, just before I started talking, we heard Fruit Junior, that's the name of the band, from Constance, Germany. The songs we heard, Poor Devil and Saddle Up, both came off their EP, How About This Picture of a Cat? And you'll never guess what the cover art is. It's a picture of a cat. Thought that was super good. Really dug it. Sometimes it kind of, something about it structurally or something, it kind of has a little Vampire Weekend sound. It maybe sounds a little bit like Ezra, not sure. But very good stuff right there from Fruit Junior. Okay, up next from New York, we're going to hear a band called Samia. And first, we're going to hear this cover of When in Rome's The Promise, which, you know, it's a favorite of mine. I super like that song. It features Jelani Aria, whoever that is. And then we're going to hear another song, an original. It's called As You Are. Both come off this EP of theirs, Scout, and very good stuff. I hope you like these two songs. The Promise is definitely my favorite, but it's all pretty good. So without further ado, Samia right now with The Promise and As You Are. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
I always a lot today. I was just talking to Ruby about love and life and life.
Portland brew for the dogs in the discourse. Sawyer's got a brand new job at the golf course. Get to know your bathroom floor the hard way. Put me in your car and drive down Broadway. Hear your voice in the air in the morning. One long sleepless night to Florida. Mouth hanging open in your foreigners. Digging up shark teeth with your mother. When somebody loves you,
I started my channel because we moved to the Netherlands, and it was basically an explanation of why we gave up on North America and why we wanted to live in the Netherlands. And ultimately, the reason was because we have a better quality of life here. And so you think, here is moving from a place that should be, if you listen to the car industry propaganda, it should be utopia, right? Like, my hometown should be utopia. Everyone has a car. Everyone has multiple cars. Everyone can drive everywhere they want. They never need to get cold or wet or anything else. And it's going to be this wonderful place. But the truth of the matter is, it actually kind of sucks to sit in traffic all the time. It really sucks to not be able to, like, literally not be able to feed yourself without getting in a motor vehicle. Like, you need 2 tons of steel to feed yourself. It's ridiculous.
Love to have my life behind a paywall.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I think that's exactly the right term. It's like having your life behind a paywall. Whereas when we discover that we can live somewhere where we can literally do whatever we want with a short walk or maybe a bike ride, anything farther, we can hop on a train or a tram or something, and we can even get a car if we want to. I mean, it's not like it's not allowed. It's just, I don't drive very often, not because I don't like driving, not because I hate cars, but just because why would I? It's way more convenient to walk, cycle, or take public transit than it is to have to get in a car. And so the fundamental thing is that this way of living is better. It's better for a lot of people. It's actually better for most people, I would argue, even the people who have to drive because there's less traffic.
I think there's a more fundamental underlying issue here. Let me just get out my Slavoj Žižek impression. I think that in our world currently is a rage and discontent is absolutely exploding everywhere. You understand? And I think this is part of the fact that neoliberal capitalism is reaching its limits.
You know? Fantastic. We're all down there.
Thank you. Žižek impression aside, yeah.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back in. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One pace to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. We'll be right back.
right, let's get caught up one last time. After Samia back there, we heard two songs by Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. They're from Lisbon, Portugal. I guess that's where they're based anyway. The songs we heard were Edge of the Edge and Everything's Been Leading to This, both from this new record of theirs called Reset. And it samples pretty heavily like Buddy Holly and a bunch of other things. And boy, I just like it so much. It's all just such pleasing kind of music that I'm into. So I hope you like it. Also, I kind of like anything with Buddy Holly samples, I suppose. But real good stuff back there. Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. Edge of the Edge, Everything's Been Leading to This. Very good stuff. Check out the album Reset. Okay, then just before I start talking, we heard Smaller Hearts from Dartmouth in Nova Scotia, Canada. We heard their song Sleeper Agent. It's a new track of theirs, comes off a brand new record called Rock and Roll Was Here to Stay, and it's pretty good stuff. I hope you like that. I'm a big fan of those guys, and anytime they put out new music, they tell me about it, which is kind of fun. Bands don't often reach out to me, but Smaller Hearts typically does, which is cool of them. All right, finishing up this year episode of the show, we're going to hear a band from Sao Paulo in Brazil. They're called Sessa. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Every Day, Living in the After, and Getting to the Point, all by Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. Those are the instrumental versions off the Reset extended release. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you can find links to the where you can follow me on social. You can find a playlist for season 20 in Spotify. That's where I put all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify. Just put them into a playlist right there on Spotify so you can listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me, daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. That's it. Okay, we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.